In order to deal with a deficit in the Medicaid budget, state officials asked the federal government to allow cuts that originally would have affected 64,000 people. That request was scaled back considerably by the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, but the agency is allowing Wisconsin to charge those on BadgerCare more. Wisconsin's Health Secretary Dennis Smith says the changes allowed through a federal waiver will save the state $28 million. But Wisconsin still had a shortfall of $82 million as of March.
We've had success. We need more success. More than anything else, we need the economy to turn around so people are going back to work.
Smith spoke in a Madison luncheon organized by Wisconsin Health News. Smith says BadgerCare recipients affected by the premium increases will get a general notice first, then a specific premium amount later. He estimates that 70% will be able and willing to pay the increased premium. Those opposed to the hike disagree. The Wisconsin Council on Children and Families estimates 17,000 people will leave BadgerCare or be turned away under new rules. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.